episode, we'll be discussing our duties towards our fellow brethren, our fellow believers, when situations arise, when there is conflict or disagreement. So similarly to how the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, was disrespected by the loud voices of some of the Sahaba, some of the tribes who came to meet the Holy Prophet, so too, we can disrespect one another. So although our faith teaches us to abstain from confrontation, from arguments and conflict, the fact is, we are not masoom and we are inclined to making errors sometimes, and one single word or one action may result in a conflict between one another. According to a tradition, believers are supposed to render aid to their brethren, either wrongdoer or wronged. If he is wronged, help him to reclaim what is due to him, and if he is a wrongdoer, prevent him from wrongdoing. Creating peace and harmony is one of the rulings that must be enacted by an Islamic society. The holy verse in discussion in today's episode, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in verse number 9 of Surah Al-Hujurat, وَإِن طَائِفَتَانِ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ اقْتَتَلُوا فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَهُمَا. And if two parties from amongst the believers should fight, فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَهُمَا, then make a peace treaty and a settlement between them. So the verse used in the holy verse, اقْتَتَلُوا, comes from the root word قَتَلَ, which means to fight. Mufassirin say that any type of conflict or disagreement can be related to this verse. The part of the verse that says فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَهُمَا means it's incumbent upon all Muslims to resolve any disagreements between their fellow brethren. Therefore, it's incumbent upon all Muslims to take reconciliatory measures and prevent conflict, confrontation, and even bloodshed amongst their fellow brethren. They must assume this responsibility rather than sit at the side as onlookers, as spectators, when there's a conflict taking place between the believers. The Shan al-Nuzul, or reason for revelation of this holy verse, came when two tribes from Medina, Aus and Khazraj, engaged in a confrontation. They hit each other with wooden sticks and even threw sandals at each other. Some of them even took out their swords to fight. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this holy verse. The holy verse then continues, وَإِن بَغَتْ إِهْدَاهُمَا عَلَى الْأُقْرَى فَقَاتِلُوا الَّتِي تَبْغِي حَتَّى تَفِيءَ إِلَىٰ أَمْرِ اللَّهِ. But if one of them oppresses the other, then fight against the one that oppresses until it returns to the ordinance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From the translation of this part of the verse, we see that if one of the parties that was involved in the disagreement or the confrontation takes steps to break or go against the agreement or the peace treaty that was made, then the one who created the peace treaty or the one who was neutral must inform that aggressive party of his effects in creating confrontation and war. This must be done by the neutral party to show the group that is oppressing that there is no room for this type of oppression in Islam. So in this holy verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling the believers that when they see two parties fighting, when they see their fellow believers fighting, when they see their fellow believers arguing or having a dispute, it's our responsibility to make reconciliation. It's our responsibility to make a peace treaty between them. This was another sign of Allah, verse number 9 of Surah Al-Hujurat. And remember, keep reading the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wherever you are.
Wherever you are.